Good morning. That wasn't very emphatic. Good morning. So did you hear the gospel text that I just read? Did you hear what happened to Jesus? What happened to Jesus in that story? Yeah, he was tempted by the devil. And did you hear how the devil began his temptation with Jesus? He said to him, "If you are the Son of God." Now, is Jesus the Son of God? Yes, but the devil wanted Jesus to doubt that he was the Son of God. So God had actually made Jesus a promise. When Jesus was baptized, God said to him, "You are my beloved Son." And so, does that mean that that's true, that Jesus is God's Son? If God says it, does that make it true? Yeah, exactly. Because God always keeps his promises. You know, Adam and Eve had the same temptation from the devil. God had told them that if they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that they would die. But do you remember what the serpent told them? The serpent told them, "Did God really say you are going to die?" He said, "You will not die." The devil wanted Adam and Eve to doubt God's promises. But God always keeps his promises. So what about you? Has God made you any promises? Like what? Okay. Yeah, he promised that he will take us to heaven. And does God break his promises?
No.
So if the devil says to you, "Oh, God won't really take you to heaven. You know, you've done bad things." You know, what can you say? Can you say that I have God's promise to me? Yeah. And do you know where he made you that promise? Yeah, he promised on the cross that his death was for everyone. But he also promised to you specifically when you were baptized. And so when you were baptized, God gave you the promise of your salvation. He promised you that all of your sins are forgiven, and he promised you that you are his child. And so the devil is going to try to get you to doubt these promises. But does God ever break his promises? No, that's right. That's right. So I have something to give you today to help you remind you that God always keeps his promises. It's a bookmark that you can keep in your Bible. So let's pray and thank God for keeping his promises, and then I'll hand them out. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a God who keeps your promises. We ask that you would be with us and help us to always trust your word, because your word is trustworthy. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.